It was Stephanie, I think, that she posed two questions at the end of our Bible study.
那上一周呢，我们有一位朋友留了一个很两个大的问题哈，放在最后。那我们今天可以一起来回答一下。
Now the lady with the questions isn't here this morning.
那问题的姊妹今天不在。
So you all heard the questions. Do you remember the questions?
都记得那个问题吗？
I probably wouldn't either, but I wrote them down.
然后呢，我把它写下来了，这两个问题。
It's a story, of course, we're reading about the man that was lame. That was healed at the pool of Bethesda.
问题都是从那约翰福音的第五章，毕士大池子那个摊子出来的。
So let's reread the story. John chapter 5.
我们重读一遍这个故事，约翰福音五章。
And we'll read around from verses 1, down to verse 15.
我们从第一节读到第十五节，我们再读一遍。做一个背景的了解。这事以后，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子，
里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。
因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水，水动之后，谁先下去，无论害什么病，就痊愈了。
在那里有一个人病了38年。
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
病人回答说：“先生，水动的时候，没有人把我放在池子里，我进去的时候，就有别人比我先下去。”耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你的褥子。”人立即起来，就拿起褥子来走了。那天是安息日。所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。
他却回答说，那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。
他们问他说，对你说拿褥子走的是什么人呢？
那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人多，耶稣已经躲开了。
后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈了。
没，
So the two questions that Stephanie asked were about this man that was cured. The first was, why was he the only one healed?
那第一个问题呢，就是为什么那一群有病的人里面只有这个瘫子的医治了？
And why did Jesus heal him?
为什么耶稣就单单医治他呢？
That's the second question.
那这是第二个问题。
Because he never asked to be healed, and he didn't even know who Jesus was.
因为他也没有显明信心，他要去问耶稣，他要得医治，他是被动的。
So I think that Stephanie was wondering why Jesus healed him if he didn't have any faith.
所以为什么耶稣医治他，他没有显明信心，耶稣也医治他。
So we're going to look at those two questions this morning.
那我们今天要看这两个问题啊，今天上午。
The first question is why was he the only one healed?
那第一个呢是为什么他是唯一得医治的。
In verse 3,
第三节。
We read there that there were a great number of people there.
我们看见有很多这样的人。
And, why did Jesus select only one?
为什么耶稣就选了一个？
Now, before I continue on, maybe somebody has an answer.
我继续的时候，之前呢，大家有没有什么尝试着回答？
因为他是最无助的一个。
he is the most vulnerable, most important one.
I think that's important, yes. But there may have been other reason too.
也许还有其他的原因，这可能是一个。
And I think that what Nicole is saying, that probably as a sign, because this is what it is, these are signs, he was probably the most helpless in his condition.
对，这个是一个神迹了，那也许他是最无助的当中一个，最软弱的一个。
And we'll look at that a little bit later.
我们等会儿来看。
But there's another thing to remember here. And that is that it isn't recorded that he healed anyone else, but it doesn't say he was the only one that was healed. There's no record of anyone else being healed. But that doesn't mean to say that others were not healed.
所以这里呢，我们要知道一个事实，就是没有记录下其他人没有得救呢，没有医治呢，不表明其他人就没有被医治。只是没有在这里记下来。
Look at our references now today will mostly come from the Gospel of John.
我们今天的引用呢，都会从约翰福音里来。
Because John has a special purpose in writing.
因为约翰会特别的在写的时候有一些特别的目的。
And that is that John records certain things so that we might believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
然后约翰的记载的角度是让我们知道呢，神耶稣就是那个神的圣子。
That's John's purpose in writing.
这是约翰写福音书的这个福音书的目的。
Now turn to the last verse in the book of John, chapter 21.
我们来看约翰福音的最后一节。21章的25节
And it's verse 25.
约翰福音的最后一章的最后一节。Yeah, so she said, from Holy Spirit, right? Holy Spirit led the Apostle John to write this. It's not from Apostle John.
No, no, that's true.
他说是的，是圣灵带领的。
But John agrees with the Holy Spirit.
然后约翰也和圣灵是同心的，对，对。
Now look at verse 25 of the last chapter. The last verse in the last chapter. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written.
耶稣所行的事还有很多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
So, John could not record everything that Jesus did.
所以约翰呢，他不能够把耶稣所写做的事呢都全部记下来。
John's, there may have been other healings.
应该还会有其他的医治了，在那个场合。
In a previous visit to Jerusalem in chapter 2 and verse 23, there's a record there that he made other signs as well. Chapter 2, verse 23.
我们再回到约翰福音的二章的二十三节，我们就看见他还行了许多其他的神迹。
We read there that while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many people saw the miraculous signs he was doing, and believed in his name.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。这里有很多神迹。
John doesn't record any of those.
就约翰在圣灵带领下，他没有写下其他的那一些东西。
He doesn't write any miracles that Jesus did. So we don't. When we come back to chapter 5, there. as Nicole has said, this was probably the most hopeless condition there that day. And that's the only one that John records.
也许呢，就像 Nicole 说的，这个他是最无助、最无望的一个啊。那反正这就是那一个呢，约翰记载下来的那一个。
And those are signs. He records those signs as we'll see. There's a purpose in recording certain miracles and not others.
所以记载一些神迹，不记载一些神迹，它是有目的的，是要达到神的一些特别的目的。
Now, it's John's purpose to record only certain miracles. They're special signs. Simeon is the Greek word. Simeon. A sign. And the sign is to draw attention to the meaning of that particular miracle.
所以记载这个特别的神迹呢，是要吸引我们所有这些读者的注意呢，去特别的放在这个神迹本身，然后得到一些楚天的道理。
So go turn to to chapter 20。
你看一下约翰的二十章。
In verse
29-31.
What has taken place now in the context here is that Thomas, one of the disciples, was not with the rest of the disciples when Jesus appeared to them after his resurrection.
这个的背景呢，是多马在其他的门徒主向他们显现的时候呢，多马不在场，然后呢，多马这个时候呢，只能单独来见主。
And when Thomas came with to the others, and the others said to him, "We've seen the Lord."
然后多马来到这个其他人面前呢，然后其他人说，来，我们见到主了。
Thomas said, "I won't believe unless I see the nails prints in his hands. I see the and I put my hand in his side. I won't believe that he rose from the dead."
多马说呢，我不信，我除非呢，我看见他手上的钉痕，我要伸出手来摸他的肋旁，就摸那个枪伤，否则这样的话，我不信。
And then we read there, 20:26. A week later.His disciples were at the house again, in the house again, and Thomas was with them. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
过了八日呢，二十六节，门徒又在屋里，多马和他们同在，门都关了，耶稣来站在当中说，愿你们平安。
Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here."
他就对多马说呢，伸过你的指头来。
See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe.
他说，摸我的手，伸出你的手来探我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God."
多马说呢，我的主，我的神。
Then Jesus said, told him, "Because you have seen me, Thomas, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
耶稣对他说，你因看见我了才信，那没有看见信了就有福了。
Now John explains what the importance of these miracles and what they were meant to mean.
所以约翰在这里解释了这些神迹的目的是干什么的。
It says Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples which are not recorded in this book.But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
所以耶稣在门徒面前行了另外许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督。
Now, Stephanie, what we're doing is we're taking your question, huh?
It's not her.
No? Oh, I got my glasses. These are my reading glasses. I have, I can't see far away. There, that's better. Now I see. So, the Lord Jesus, He, at the pool of Bethesda, He could have healed all of those people in there, but it wasn't John's purpose to record all those miracles.
所以这里的回答就是呢，耶稣在毕士大池子边上呢，极有可能他是医治了更多的人，但是呢，约翰并不需要在这里把它记下来，因为约翰记载是有他特别目的的。
The book of John is, there's a lot of sevens in the book of John.
约翰福音里面有很多个七。
There are seven I ams in the book of John.
有七个呢说我是，其实就是神自己称呼啊。
Where the woman at the well, Jesus said to her, she said, I know that Messiah is coming, and when he comes, he'll tell us everything.
然后呢在那个四章的那个井旁呢，他说呢，我知道弥赛亚要来。
And what was his answer?
然后他说什么呢？他的回答说什么
？He said, "I am He."
他就说我就是那一位啊。所以他讲了 "I am," 我是。
But the word "He," you'll notice, is in italics. It's not in the original.
所以呢，我是那一位的那个宾语啊，那个 "He"， 我是他的那个他呢，在原文里面他是用了一个斜体字。其实是没有的。
So when he tells her, I am he, he literally says, I am.
其实他当时讲的那个话就是 I am. That, I am 就是。
That's the name of Jehovah in the Old Testament.
这就是耶和华的名字，在旧约的名字就是 I am. 就是。
When Moses was in the wilderness, and he said,If I go to the children of Israel, and I tell them that God has sent me, I don't know your name.
这个的名字的源头就是摩西在旷野荆棘着火以后看见上帝，他说呢，我要听你的话去带领以色列人，我总要告诉他们你是谁呀，你得说你是谁呀。
And God told Moses, "Say that I am has sent you."
然后呢，这就是神告诉摩西的，他说你告诉他们。谁派你来的呢？就是 I am 派你来的，我是派你来。
See, you and I say I am Eric. Right?
我们讲我是的时候都有个宾语，我是 Eric。这是一句完整的话。
You are who?
Yeah, I am Lam. Yeah, 这是我是，后面是有宾语的。对。
So we are limited to our identity.A limited identity. I am Eric. I'm limited.
对，我是有限，在我的身份里面，我是有限的。
But the I am is eternal, immortal. He's everywhere.
然后呢，真正那个神呢，他是 I am， 他是永恒的，他是不朽的，他是无处不在的。
The I am has no limit.
所以他是无限的。
So seven times in the book of John.We read, when Jesus answers, he says, I am.
所以约翰福音里面呢，当耶稣有七次回答人的时候呢，他都用了 I am.
And he also identifies himself in his work seven times.
然后呢，他也在他的工作里呢，显明了七次，显明他自己。
He calls himself, I am the bread of life.
他说呢，我是生命的粮。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
And so on. There's seven of those. You can search them out for yourself.
然后你可以自己去查。他也是七次表达了他的这七个比喻的身份。
Now John records seven miracles only in the book.
然后呢，同样落到神迹呢，约翰福音只记载了七个神的神迹。
And they all have a purpose.
每一个都有特别的目的。
Each miracles explains something about him and his glory.
每一个神迹都解释了一点点关某一个方面关乎他自己和他的荣耀。
And so, as the idea of a miracle in the book of John is to draw attention to his, some part of his power and his ministry.
所以五章的这个神迹呢是把我们的吸引力引到他的某一部分的能力和他的特性上。
So in verse 30 we said Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples. Verse 30, chapter 20 and verse 30.
这就是约翰福音二十章的三十节讲的那个内容啊。
They weren't just miracles in order to relieve human suffering. That wasn't the only purpose. Although he did that.
所以他行这些神迹不是他唯一的目的去解决当时人身体上的病痛。虽然他是目的之一但是他有更重要的目的这就是二十章三十节讲的他要记是有一些特殊的目的。
And it wasn't, he didn't, well, the purpose we read He explains the first sign that he does, he explains its purpose in chapter 2.
对，比方说我们看第一个神迹啊，二章，约翰福音二章，他记下的第一个神迹。
We've looked at this, it was the turning of water into wine.
我们都读过，就是水变酒。
Chapter 2, verse 11, the wedding feast that almost had a problem.
二章十一节，这个
And he turns water into wine.
他在婚宴上把水变成酒。
And verse 11 it says this, the first of his miraculous signs.
十一节说这是头一件行的神迹。
Now It says here, he performed at Cana of Galilee, and notice this, he revealed his glory, and what? His disciples believed in him. That was the purpose of the signs.
所以他显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他，这就是神迹的目的。
So in chapter 20 and verse 30 again,He said, there is other signs that he did, but these are recorded so that you might believe.
这也是20章30和31节讲的意思。虽然还有其他的神迹，但是没有记。记这些都是有特别的目的。
Yes, Nancy.
那这个就是说在这个毕士大池边治好这个瘫子的这个神迹，就像我刚才读的这个第14节，这句经文他说主耶稣在殿里对他说你已经痊愈了不要再犯罪恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害这里是不是这个神迹就像那个也是告诉也是这是一个 sign 也是告诉说这个瘫痪38年的这个瘫子他也是因着罪然后这个瘫痪是不是也预表以色列当时在旷野出埃及记记载他们本来是可以一年多就到达神所应许他们要到达的迦南美地，但是多走了38年多，就是多走了38年，这个是不是之间有什么联系？还有一个呢，其实这个摊子他还是有一点信心，因为那天是安息日嘛。然后第十一节他却回答说：“那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。”他如果没有一点信心，他就不会拿褥子就走，所以他还是有一点信心，他拿着褥子走，他才能够行走。他的38年才能够痊愈，就是这三点，就是说，是不是这个，就是在这个毕士大池边治愈这个瘫子，神所要告诉我们的，或者是不是有这方面的这样的一个意义？
Yeah, the question is, in verse 14, so actually it's not on this topic, it's on the, yeah, on the another question on the content of this miracle. So, Do you want to explain later on? So it's on the whether Oh, verse 14, yeah.
Of chapter 5?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's going back to the feeling itself. It's not a... Yeah. So what? So later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, yeah, or something worse may happen to you." So does that mean that this is because of sin that this this man sick for 38 years is just like Israel in Exodus, they wandering for 38 years. Yeah, it's, all because of their sin.
Yeah, I intend to get to that because that's an important point later on in our discussion to answer question number two. Why did Jesus heal him? Right now we're looking at, did Jesus, was he the only one healed? We're going to answer that, we're trying to answer that question first.
他没讲完这个故事他没开始讲, 上次刚开始就有很多问题。
Because the first question is, was he the only one healed? And the purpose of our discussion here, maybe I made it a little obscure, but John's purpose was not to record everything, but just special signs that he recorded so that us today, 2,000 years later, might look at these miracles and believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以我们清楚地总结一下呢，约翰没有把所有东西都记下，那他记下呢，就是为了我们今天2000年以后再读到它，能够明白神在这个里面要传递给我们的真理，这就是他记载，选择性记载的原因。
And in verse, if we go back to chapter 2, verse 11, we'll see it right there explained in the first of the miracles.
对，这就是二章十一节，他表达的意思。
There's a rule of Bible interpretation.
在圣经的解释里面是有一个原则的。
And it's a good one to remember.
是一个可以大家记住的比较好的原则。
And that is, in any Bible doctrine, there's the rule of first mention.
在任何的圣经的真理里面呢，或者教义里面呢，都会有一个第一提及的原则。
Usually if there's some doctrine in the Bible that is mentioned, you'll read it through the Bible, but the first time that it's mentioned, pays very special attention to that, the details of it.
所以第一次被提及的时候呢，你都要详细的看那个里面的细节。
Because it will probably give you an overview of the whole doctrine, the whole truth.
它很可能会给你一个整个真理的一个全貌。
And then there's the second law, is the law of full mention.
那第二个原则就是full mention就是全部的提及啊。
That is a doctrine or a truth as is explained through the scripture, expanded upon.
那就是他整个在圣经里面的一点一点的展开，把它解释出来。
And then there's the rule of final mention.
然后还有一个原则就是最后一次提及。
Which is the last time that this doctrine is mentioned or this truth is mentioned in scripture.
那是最后一次在圣经里这样的一个真理被提到。
And so you can see it's like writing an essay.
所以你会看见这就像写一个文章一样。
Or setting down any idea.
或者把一个任何的道理解释出来。
You start with an introduction.
你是从一个介绍开始的。
Then you have the full body of the truth.
你有一个整体的文章的这个真理的部分。
And then you wrap it up in the conclusion.
然后你把它总结最后放在最后一段。
So here John records the first miracle.
这里呢，约翰提到了第一件神迹。
And here he introduces these miracles, he explains their purpose.
然后他讲了这件神迹呢，他就解释了他的目的。
It says he revealed, the number one is he reveals his glory.
第一呢，就是他显出了他的荣耀来。
How did he reveal his glory there? Do you remember when we studied this?
他怎么显出他的荣耀来了？我们
is creator.
As the creator.
他的荣耀就是创造的荣耀。
The miracle of growth, the miracle of the a vine being planted, maturing, and producing flowers and then fruit, and then the grape juice that is harvested, and then finally the wine itself.
就是一个葡萄树，它是从种子到到开花结果，最后葡萄，最后变成汁啊，这需要很长的过程。
That whole process takes at least one year.
最少一年。
But that's a miracle in itself.
但这个本身就是个神迹，对不对
？Who can produce life in the beginning?
谁能在一开始就创造生命呢
？Every one of us, a gardener that wants to plant a vineyard, has to get living plants first to plant before he'll have a vineyard.
任何的园丁呢，在葡萄园种东西的时候，一定是用一个生命先种下去，才产生生命。种子就是生命，你必须要用种子才能结果。
Those plants didn't just appear all of a sudden.
这些生命不是突然之间从虚空中就产生的。
They had to come from somewhere.
它一定是从一个源头来的。
And then we read, in the beginning, God created.
所以我们都知道呢，在初始的时候是神创造的。
He created the heavens and the earth. He created life, and he created his likeness in the world in creating man and woman.
他创造了天地，他创造了生物，也创造了人。
Now, what takes at least a year to happen in natural times, the Lord Jesus did instantaneously.
在一年里，自然里一年里才做的事情呢，耶稣立刻就做成了。
He turned the water into wine.
他把水变成了酒。
And he manifested his glory as the creator.
他把自己显明成一个创造者。
And so, we read also in John chapter 1 verse 14, and it was so long ago when we studied this that you've probably forgotten.
那个约翰福音的一章十四节，我们原来都读过。
John, in his introduction to the book of John, to his book,
约翰在这里呢介绍了他这本约翰福音。
He records this by his Holy Spirit.
在圣灵带领下，他写下了这句话。
He says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, made his dwelling among us."
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And we have seen his glory.
我们见过他的荣光。
And now he gives us a general look at this glory.
然后他现在来看这个荣光是什么荣光。
He says it's the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
他说这个荣光是父独生子的荣光，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
So John is saying, we saw this, that he was the Son of God, the Word made flesh.
所以约翰在这里说呢，我们见过他，他就是那个圣子。
And then, those seven miracles, they reveal this Son of God, first of all, as the Creator, the Lord of life.
所以这七个神迹呢，第一，他把他显明成一个创造主。
And then we saw the second miraculous sign, what was that?
我们来看了第二个神迹 是什么呢？
We had the healing of the official's son.
治好大臣的儿子。
And at a word, the Lord Jesus healed this official son at a distance. He was far away.
所以借着一句话，他是在远程医治了那个大臣的儿子。
It showed his power and his glory that at a word he could heal disease.
所以他显明了他自己的能力，他的荣耀，他借着话语就可以医治。
So he's the Lord over all disease and sickness.
所以他是那个所有的疾病掌权的主啊。
And then here we have the third miraculous sign.
那第三个神迹呢？
The healing at the pool.
就是毕士大池边的医治。
And we'll look at the Lord. He's the Lord of the Sabbath here. He heals on the Sabbath day.
那第这里想要说明的就是他是安息日的主。
And often he healed on the Sabbath day.
他经常在安息日医治。
To prove to the Jews that the Lord, that he himself was working on behalf of the people. The Sabbath day was to be a Sabbath day of rest for the people.
所以他经常工作在安息日工作呢，就是他是想要显明这样的安息日呢是给人带来安息的，不是一个条律。
The Lord Jesus in another place, and we'll look at this in more detail later. The Lord Jesus said that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
在其他地方他讲过这句经文，安息日是为人设的，人不是为安息日而设的。
It was God's provision for man, because in the Garden of Eden, when they were Adam and Eve were put out of the garden, Adam was told by the Lord that by the sweat of your brow you're going to eat bread until you return into the dust.
Yeah, 我们都记得那个在伊甸园，亚当夏娃被赶出去的时候呢，亚当得着的审判是你必须汗流满面才得糊口。
And God had compassion on man.
但人神还是很爱人的。
And gave him the Sabbath day.
然后呢，给了他一个安息的日子。
A day when he could rest from his labors.
有这样的一天呢，他能够从他的劳苦当中安息下来。
But the Jews had turned the Sabbath day into a religious straitjacket, into like a prison for the people.
但是犹太人的律法阶层呢，宗教阶层，他就把它变成了一个捆绑。这一天他的负担就更重了，反而。
And so they were, when Jesus healed people, he often healed them on the Sabbath day to show that these Jews, that God was working even on the Sabbath day now.
耶稣为什么专挑这个安息日医治呢？他就让犹太人知道呢，神是在安息日会是做工的，他要医治人。
And we see that in verse 17. We'll just review it quickly now. Jesus, because this is an answer to the Jews. My Father is always at work, at his works to this very day, and I too am working.
这是五章的十七节，耶稣就对他们说呢，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
And this to us today, the fact that he's Lord of the Sabbath doesn't mean a lot at first.
然后对于我们来说，他是安息日的主，我们好像不是特别有直接的概念。
But to the Jew, that was very, very, very important.
但对犹太人，这是非常非常非常重要的。
And the teaching that comes out of this, the Lord of the Sabbath, has big implications for us, bigger than we might think.
所以这里面他是安息日的主这样的教导呢，其实比我们想象的对我们的意义啊还是要大的。
If we enter into God's Sabbath rest, we don't try to be saved. We rest in His salvation. We receive the Lord of the Sabbath. We rest in the finished work of Christ. That's the Sabbath.
所以安息呢，是我们进到神的安息里呢，不是靠着我们的。就是我们不需要再去努力的得着那救恩，我们得着了他的安息，我们就是真的安息。
Okay, so I've gone around in circles here a little bit. I hope you're still with me here.
我们这个讲了很多，我盼望大家还是能够跟得上。
But the purpose of these signs is John's purpose was to build a case that this was none other than God from heaven manifested in flesh here on earth.
所以讲这么多的意思呢，就是让大家明白神在这里就是想显明他是那个，他不是另外，他就是那个神道成肉身来地上。
Miracle number one, he's the creator of everything.
那第一神迹是他是创造的主。
Miracle number two, he is concerned and he loves man and he has made provision for his sin and his, the illness so that as a result of sin.
那第二呢，他他爱地上的人，他自己献上自己的生命，他赎了罪来解决，同时也解决因着罪带来的苦难。
And the third miracle here is that he is none other than the Lord of the Sabbath.
那第三个神迹就告诉我们，他就是那安息日的主。
He is working.
他还在工作。
He's working. He worked. He finished his work on Calvary.But his Holy Spirit is still working today in the hearts of people around the world.
他今天呢，虽然十字架的工已经完成了，在两千年前，但今天的圣灵依然在工作。
So, just to summarize here.
那我们做个总结。
John's purpose was not to record all the acts of Jesus.
那约翰的目的呢，不是把耶稣所有的行为都记下来。
He couldn't do that. He said the whole all the libraries in the world could not contain all the things that he did.
他也做不到。他说所有的书都记不下来。
You see, the Lord Jesus was surrounded by people wherever he went.
你要知道，耶稣随便到哪里呢，他身边都围了很多人。
Not only that, he was the focus of people wherever he went.
而且呢，他在当时又就是当时人围着他的那个关注的中心点。
Usually when you read a newspaper account where the reporter will interview certain witnesses.
所以有的时候我们到那个记者面前去的时候，他会采访一个人。
And he interviews the witnesses to tell, for them to tell him their perspective of some event, something that takes place.
然后采访人的时候一般都这么问的，就是问这个被采访对象，你的角度来看这件已经发生的大事是什么角度。
For example, there might be an accident downtown.
比方说在市区呢有一个事故。
And there are five people that witness this accident.
那五个人呢看见了这个事故。
And so the reporter interviews each of the five.
那记者就采访了每一个。
And so you get five different accounts of this accident.
然后你会就有五个不同的角度来讲这个事件。
So that's only one event. And sometimes that might be a very big article.
所以就这一个事情呢，可能会写一篇很大的文章。
Now think of the Lord Jesus. He is in the middle of a crowd.
你可以想象耶稣站在人群当中。
And he begins to teach.
他开始讲道。
And his words go into the heart of each of these people.
他的话呢进到了这当中的每一个人心里。
Some reject him.
有的人拒绝了。
Others receive him.
有的人接受了。
Some are just curious.
有的人只是好奇。
And then out from the crowd steps a lame man who says, or someone with a crippled person.Crying out, or a blind person, and the Lord Jesus heals that man.
那有一个人叫了，很可能他是手有问题，脚有问题，他叫耶稣的帮助，耶稣医治他。
And wherever he went, he was in constant contact with people. He was teaching and healing the whole time.
无论他去哪呢，他就一直是跟人在有持续的交流。他或者医治或者讲道。
Now, let's say that there was a whole team of reporters following along and interviewing everybody that heard and saw, what they heard and saw, what their impressions were, what kind of impact these words and these miracles had upon them.
所以我们可以想想，假设有一群人，一大群记者一直跟在后面，他跟每一个人写，要问一下这他们的感受，他在后面的记录。
The Lord Jesus had hundreds of encounters with people every hour, not just every day, but every hour he encountered many, many, many people.
所以这里你可以想象，不是每一天了，是每一个小时，耶稣都碰见了很多很多很多的人。
He had a tremendous impact on people.
他有很极大的冲击啊，给每一个人很大的影响。
That's why John was not exaggerating when he said that the world could not contain the books of all the things that he did and said.
这就是为什么约翰在这里没有夸张，他说整个世界都存不下这些书。如果你真的去跟着去记这些事情的话，是写不下。
But he said these things, out of all that was done and said, these were written so that we today, 2,000 years later, might read these things and believe on the Son of God.
他说这些记下来呢，就是为了有一个目的，就是2000年以后我们能够相信他是神的圣子。
So, Jesus knew as well, he knew everybody in the crowd.
那耶稣呢，当然也知道，也认识在人群中的每一个人。
He knew their individual needs.
他知道他们的每一个人的需要。
And he knew this man at the pool. He comes to the man.
他也知道这个在池边的这个人，所以他过去找他。
The man didn't even know who he was.
这个人也不知道他是谁。
But the Lord Jesus, he also knows the individual hearts of each person that he encounters.
所以他也知道每一个人的心理，他遇见的每一个人的心理的事。
And he deals with each one of us. Even today, through the Word of God, He deals with us in the most intimate part of our hearts.
但他呢也即使今天他也触碰我们每一个人的心，来处理我们里面的需要。
He wasn't just a great teacher that enlightened the minds of people.
他并不只是一个伟大的老师，把我们的这个思想点亮了哈。
His words penetrated right to the heart.
他的话是直接进到我们心里去了。
And so people had, when they met the Lord Jesus, they were never the same afterwards.
所以当人们碰到耶稣基督了以后呢，他就不再是他原来那个样子。
Some who rejected him were sealed in their unbelief.
有的人就拒绝了，然后印上了不信的印。
Others, they wondered about these things and maybe later on they believed.
有的人呢，他还是很想知道，然后也许一段时间以后他相信了。
Others were changed like that.
有的人很快立刻就信了。
But everyone that met the Lord Jesus was changed in some way or other.
那不管是什么样的角度，任何碰到他的人都会有一些改变。
Wherever he found a little bit of faith,
不管他什么时候发现一点点信心呢，
he encouraged that faith.
他都会鼓励这个信心。
We're going to see this after our break, that this man thatat first it doesn't seem like he has any faith, we'll find he had some faith.
所以我们之后呢查歇之后我们来看一下，这个人看起来表面一开始一点信心都没有，但是他里面还是有一点点。
We're going to look closely at this man.
我们开始要认真查考这个人。
After his break. And, as a sign, that's why he was chosen to be recorded here.
这就是为什么作为一个神迹，他被选下来，选了记下来在这里。
Because as Nicole says, it was as a sign. You want something that a sign that stands out, don't you?
作为一个神迹，你希望它是一个能够突出出来的一个神迹，对不对
？Nothing worse than having a sign that hides behind a bush when you're driving, right?
不是一个藏在草丛里的。你路过也看不见的一个神迹。
You want a sign that flashes, right?
你希望是能够发光的这样的一个神迹，影响别人。
This was a sign that flashed.
这就是一个在发光的神迹。
It was probably the most serious and pitiful case that there was lying around that pool of Bethesda.
他是那个可能是最严重 也是可能最无助的最可怜的一个例子在那些人群当中。
So we're going to take a break now and we're going to answer the second question, which is how did Jesus heal this man if he didn't even know who he was and didn't have any faith?
我们查歇之后呢回答第二个问题，就是为什么耶稣要医治他，然后他根本没显出任何信心来。
And that's based upon an assumption, just like the first question was based on an assumption.
啊，这也是基于一个假设啊，就像第一个问题我们要基于一个假设一样。
The first question that we have is, why was he the only one healed? But that's based on the assumption, the fact that it wasn't recorded here.
那第一个问题呢是基于一个假设是其他的神迹呢没有被记下来。
But as we mentioned a number of times, that wasn't John's intention.
我们也讲了很多次，这不是约翰的记载的目的。
The idea was that it would be a sign. If you have one sign and you have a whole bunch of other signs, that one sign may be missed. Right?Yeah. If you have a whole bunch of signs and they all look the same.
就如果你看见一大串的同样的神迹的话呢，这当中一个呢你可能就不是特别的在意。
So he wanted to single out this one sign.
他要把当中一个提出来，然后让我们的目标聚焦。
Others may have been healed.
其他的也可能医治了。
Very possibly.
完全可能。
The Lord Jesus never passed by a need.Without meeting that need.
耶稣从来不会路过一个需要而不去响应的。
And if there's faith as a little grain of mustard seed,
如果你的信心小到一个芥菜种那么小，
He will expand that faith. He'll encourage that faith.
他都会鼓励扩大这个信心。
As we see many times in scripture.
就像圣经里很多次记载的一样。
So we're going to look at this second question, which is based on an assumption as well.
然后我们要看第二个问题呢，也会有一个假设。
Because the word faith is not mentioned, we assume that the man had no faith.
因为这里面呢没有提到这个信心这个词，所以我们会假设他没有信心。
There's a lot of things that aren't mentioned about this man.
因为有很多的事没有提关于这个人。
So you have to be careful about assumptions.
所以我们要小心我们的假设。
So we'll look at that after a break, and our brother is going to just give thanks.
做祷告。我们的天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们真理的亮光。父啊，我们也愿意您的话语能进我们的心我们也愿意我们更深的能明白您的话语。求您带领我们，接近我们一会儿的饮食也祝福我们接下来的时间。奉主耶稣的名。Amen. 问题。
Why and how did Jesus heal him?
那为什么以及如何耶稣医治了他？
We find there that he didn't ask to be healed.
因为我们知道呢，不是他要求被医治的。
He didn't even know who Jesus was.
他甚至不知道耶稣是谁。
And it didn't seem to have any faith.
看起来真的没有信心。
I say he didn't seem to have any faith, but let's examine this man.
我说的是看起来没有，让我们仔细来看一下。
First of all, this miracle took place near the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
那首先呢，这是耶稣在服事的初期的一个神迹。
And being at the beginning, the miracles are what prove that he is the Son of God.
最初呢，神迹都是用来证明他是神的圣子。
So the miracles then are the proof that he is what he says he is.
所以神迹呢都是用来证明他说他是谁的证明。
So in this man's case, the miracle came first.
所以这件事情呢神迹在先。
Why?
为什么?
Well, because now the man would believe. That's what the purpose of the miracles are. The miracles come first.
因为这样的话呢，就会让这个人带这个人去信，因为神迹先发生了。
It's the same for us today, isn't it?
这也是对我们来说很一样的例子，一样的教导。
We read about the Lord Jesus, His words and His works, and we believe as a result of the record of those miracles.
然后我们读了，我们也信了神的话。
But the question, the deeper question is, did he have any faith to begin with?
那更深的问题是呢，他有没有一点点小的信心开始呢？
You and I, in order to believe, we have faith is believing, isn't it? The same thing. Believing is faith. Faith is believing.
信心就是相信，相信就有信心。
The first thing you have to have, if you're going to believe, is you have to have the facts.
那第一件事你需要相信的就是你需要知道相信的事实是什么。
God doesn't say that we should believe in something we don't understand.
神并没有让我们去相信一些我们不能理解的东西。
We're not to shut off our intellect.
我们并不是把我们的智力呢就关掉。
We're not to deny our experience or our learning.
我们也不是否定我们的经历或者否定我们的学习。
We're to take all that and examine the facts, and then we produce faith.
所以我们要把这些都接进来，结合起来，然后再查考真理是什么，我们就能得着信心，真的信心。
Now, as I mentioned, the miracles come first.Then faith comes after.
我前面提到呢，这个神迹先呢，然后信心在后面。
So that's what happens in this story, doesn't it?
这就是这个故事的
The man didn't know who Jesus was.
这个人不知道谁是耶稣基督。
But the miracle showed him who Jesus really was.
然后这个神迹显明给他看谁是耶稣。
We'll see that as we see the story. Now, I want to take you to a very tragic statement.
那我要带给大家到一个特别悲哀的事实。
Again, it's recorded in the book of John because it's the signs that John is emphasizing.
这个是约翰福音里约翰强调的一个神迹。
What was the purpose of the signs?
这个神迹的目的是什么呢？
Manifest his glory and that.
His law of Sabbath.
Yeah, but all the purpose of all the signs.
Yeah.
The second. Lalinga, huh?
To glory.
He manifests his glory in these signs, you see. We don't just believe in the signs. It's the purpose of the signs is he reveals his glory so that we might
believe.
Those two things.
对，我们所有的神迹都是一个目的，让显明神的荣耀，让我们可以相信。
Now I want to take you to a very tragic statement here.
我们来看一个比较令人悲伤的表述哈，在这儿。
Chapter 12, verse 37.
12章的37节。
This is after the seven signs have been completed and recorded. The last sign was Lazarus raised from the dead.
这是七个神迹都已经显完了。最后呢，最大一个拉撒路死里复活了以后。
Those seven signs had now been completed.
七个做完了。
And what does he say?
然后他说什么呢？
Even after Jesus had done all these miraculous signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him.
他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们还是不信。
That was the stubbornness of the Jew.
这就是犹太人的心硬啊。
And God therefore, they crucified him, the Lord of life. and God has set them aside for the time being.
所以他们到最后还是定死了圣子耶稣啊，然后神必须在一段时间短期里面把他们抛撇在一边来只是去做外邦人的工。
So let's go back now to this man and see what kind of faith there was. Did he have any faith? Is a question.
然后我们来回到这个人来看他有一些什么样的信心。
Oftentimes in scripture, the Lord Jesus does things for people, but faith is not mentioned.
很多时候呢耶稣在圣经里有替人做了事但是没有看见里面有信心。
Or we don't understand it when we just read over the surface.
如果我们只是表面来读呢我们 不能明白。
When the Lord turned the water into wine, whose faith was involved?
那当水变酒的时候谁的信心在里面
?Was it done in order, is in accordance with someone's faith?
是基于谁的信心呢
?Turn back to chapter 2.
我们回到二章。约翰的二章
Whose faith do you think was involved?
Maria.
Mary. You see, what was the problem? Mary states the problem, doesn't she?
She 问题是什么呢？玛利亚把这个问题讲出来了。
She shows what the need is. She states the need.
她把这个需要说出来。
Verse 3.
三节。
They have no more wine.
酒用尽了。
Who did she go to?
她去找谁呢?
The Lord Jesus.
耶稣。
Did she know what he could do?
她知不知道耶稣可以做什么?
Mary knew.
玛利亚知道。
The angel had told her before she conceived by the Holy Spirit that holy thing which will be born of you will be called the Son of God.
因为天使在他怀耶稣的时候就告诉他那要怀的是被称为神的圣子。
And we read that Mary, she put these things into her heart.
玛利亚是放在心里反复思想。
So many years later, now at the wedding, and after, of course, seeing him, raising him as a son, she would know what he had done, what he could do.
所以这个很多年以后呢，玛利亚其实是知道他的儿子是能做很多事情的。
Now, although he had not performed any miracles yet,
即使他还没行任何的神迹，
she had faith in him.
玛利亚是对他有信心的。
Otherwise, why would she go to Jesus?
否则他为什么会去找耶稣呢?
He was just a guest there at the wedding.
因为他们只是一个婚礼上的客人,宾客而已。
But she had faith in him.
但是他在他,在耶稣那里有信心。
Now the Lord Jesus uses this as to point out to her that the wine, there would be new wine in the kingdom, but only after he was crucified and rose to the throne above. Then there'd be the new kingdom where they drink the wine anew in the new kingdom.
但是耶稣会告诉以后会告诉玛利亚他真正的新酒和新的国度呢是要等到他死了以后十字架之后才会真的有的。
So the Lord Jesus, he says to his mother, why do you involve me? My hour yet is not come.
这就是为什么耶稣跟玛利亚说为什么你来找我呢因为我的时候还没有到、啊。
In other words, what he's saying is, why should I be involved in this set of problems, these small problems here? I'm going my hour at the cross when I will solve the problems of the whole world is not yet come.
所以这就是为什么耶稣觉得你为什么把我放在这个婚宴没有酒的这个小麻烦里呢因为我的时候没有到我的时候到了我要去解决十字架上解决全人类的大麻烦
Now in our English Bible it sounds like he's pushing his mother away
在我们圣经的英文圣经里好像看起来是他把他的母亲往外推
I don't know what it's like in the Mandarin or in the Chinese Bible, what it sounds like. Does that what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Same thing. But in the Greek, apparently, he says to her with great respect.
但是在希腊的原文里呢，其实他是带着很大的尊敬来讲这句话的。
And so it doesn't sound like he's pushing his mother away.
这听起来并不是说他在把他的母亲往外推。
Because what Mary says next tells me something else.
因为玛利亚说的下一个呢，可以告诉我们一点别的事情。
Mary turns to the servants, says, whatever he tells you to do, do it. In other words, she knew that he was going to act to solve that problem.
这就是五节，为什么二章五节他母亲对别人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么，因为他知道耶稣会去解决这麻烦。
It was according to Mary's faith in the Lord Jesus that he did that miracle.
所以这是借着玛利亚的信心来行这个神迹的。
Her faith was, whatever he says, you do.
她的信心就是，她不管说什么你就做。
See, she was saying, in her statement to the servants, she's saying, not my word, but his word. Whatever he says, his will.
所以她的表述在这里就是，不是我说什么，是她不管说什么呢，你就跟她做，是她的，是耶稣的。
So let's now turn back. We see there that, well, let me finish that up. We don't see the word faith mentioned in that with Mary, do we?
我没有看见这个信心这个词啊，在玛利亚的这个一段里面提到。
But her words tell us that she believed in Jesus.
那我们她的话呢，表明了她相信耶稣。
And she trusted him.
她信靠他。
Whatever he says, you do it.
不管他说什么呢，你就去做。
A good word for us today, isn't it?
这也是对我们今天很好的话。
And by the way, those are the last words that are recorded of Mary in the Bible.
这个是玛利亚在圣经里讲的最后一句话。
The Roman Catholics, they put Mary above Jesus.
罗马呢，天主教呢，把玛利亚摆在耶稣之上啊。
But the Mary of the Bible says, whatever he says to you, you do it.
但是呢，玛利亚在圣经里却说呢，不管他说什么，你们去做。
And then we hear no more from Mary in the scripture.
然后玛利亚就再没说过什么话。
Yeah. So now let's, what we want to do is look at this man to see if he had any faith.
那我们要做的呢，就是来看这个人，那他是不是有信心。
There's a number of things that are said about this man that might lead us to think that he does have some faith.
这里很可能会有一些细节呢，我们能看得出他还是多少有一点信心的。
Not faith in the Lord Jesus, but faith in God.
不是对于耶稣基督的信心，是对神的
信心。 So let's have a look here. First of all, we know that he was a Jew.
那第一呢，我们知道他是个犹太人。
He was at right in the middle of Jerusalem at the time of the feast.
他就在过节的时候在耶路撒冷。
Later we find that he was in the temple.
那后来呢，我们看见他在圣殿里。
After he was cured.
他得医治了以后。
So we know that he was a Jew.
所以我们知道他是个犹太人。
And as a Jew, he had the true knowledge of God.
所以呢，作为犹太人，他对神是有。
One of the elements of faith is that we have the facts, we have the truth.
那一个信心的一个基础呢，是我们要有事实，有真理在手上。
Faith comes by hearing the word of God.
所以信心是从听见神的道来的。
Now remember the Lord dealing with the Samaritan woman?
你都记得。耶稣来跟撒玛利亚妇人讲道的时候
，He first of all had to bring her the truth before her faith could be grounded in him.
所以他必须先，在建立撒玛利亚妇人之前呢，先跟他讲真理。
Look at chapter 4, verse 22.
就像四章的二十二节。
you Samaritans worship what you do not know. Their worship was based upon a lot of myth, a lot of mixture of pagan religions, and some truth, but they didn't know.
22节说呢，你们所拜的你们不知道，因为他们撒玛利亚人拜的有很多的偶像，是他们不清楚的。
He says, "We worship what we do know."
我们所拜的我们知道。
For salvation is of the Jews.
因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
In other words, the truth had been revealed to the Israelite nation through the prophets and had been recorded down through the years.
因为真理是从犹太人，一直记载下来。
God spoke to the fathers through the prophets, we read in the New Testament.
然后神借着先知一点点记载下来，这就是旧约了。
So being a Jew, he would have grown up in the synagogue.
然后作为一个犹太人呢，我们第五章的这个人，他是在会堂长大的。
They were not an ignorant people.
所以他不是一个无知的人。
They could read and they could write, all of them.
他也能读，他也能写所有这些圣经。
Literacy rates were very high among the Jews.
所以他的文化呢是非常高的。
And they would go every Saturday to the synagogue to hear the word read.
那每一个周六呢，他们都需要去会堂去听，读那个圣经。
And so the first prerequisite to faith was the truth.
所以第一个基础的前提条件就是信心的前提条件就是真理。
And so this man had that. He was a Jew.
这个人有，他是个犹太人。
Doesn't mean that he believed in God, but he knew all the facts about God.
不一定意味着他就相信神，但他知道所有的事实。
Secondly,
第二
he was in the place where God's healing, there was the hope of God's healing. He was in the place where there was the hope of healing.
那第二呢，他在这么一个位置上呢，是有得医治的希望的。
Now, if we go to chapter 5 there, we have, in our New International Versions, they have taken out a verse that explains what was taking place there.
然后这里呢，我们有解释了，在 NIV 的圣经里面解释了当时发生了什么。
But do they put it at the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, they put it at the bottom. There's no reason to put it at the bottom. Their explanation that two of the oldest manuscripts don't have it in there. Those old manuscripts are not really that old. And the other thing is that there are literally hundreds of other manuscripts that have it in there.So why they put it at the bottom in this version, I don't know. There's a lot of different versions. They don't take it out like the New International does.
对，他只是解释了为什么五章的四节在 NIV 的版本里就放到小字里去了。所以他说这个，其实放在正文里的那个这个圣经版本是非常的多的，就基本上应该是放在正文的那个版本。
So what was took place was that at certain times an angelcame down and stirred the water, apparently. That's what they believed. We don't know if that's true or not. But that's what they believed. And that the first person that stepped in the water after the angel stirred the water would be healed.
那这是他们所信的，我们不知道是不是真的，但至少他们当时信，就是天使搅动池子的时候，他们谁先下去就得医治了。
So we find there was a great number of people that were there, all with the same hope.
所以我们看见有一大群人都是怀着同样的盼望坐在那等着。
So this man was there. Who would send an angel? Only God.
这个人在那谁会差天使来呢？只有上帝，对不对？
Angels are God's servants. They don't work independently.
天使是神的仆人啊，他们不是独立做工的。
So if you believe in an angel, you realize that that angel has been sent from God.
当你相信天使的时候，你要意识到这个天使是神差来的。
So the healing in that pool could only come from God through the angel.
所以这个医治，借着池子的医治，必须得是天使在神所差的下来才可以达到。
And so the second thing we look at this man about his faith is he believed in God.
那第二件我们看见呢，就看见这个人他是相信神的。
And he believed that God could heal.
他也相信神能够医治。
So we begin to see that this man must have had some kind of faith.
那这个人一定是有一些信心的，对不对？
It doesn't say so. But we saw with Mary, she believed. It didn't say faith. So now, that's the second thing.He was in the place.
所以就像他玛利亚那里没讲到、okay. 他有信心一样，这里也没讲到，但是我们知道他里面有。
The third thing we find about this man and his faith was that he didn't give up.
第三呢，我们看见呢，他有信心，就是他不放弃。
He was 38 years.
他在这38年了。
Now we don't know if he was there the whole 38 years, yes?
我想他说这个小字里边说他在这儿等了38年，他说水冻以后谁先下去无论害什么病都痊愈了，意思在他病的这38年里面他其实看到无数的痊愈的例子，那这个就其实已经是眼见为实的事情了。那这个我觉得这个信心是应该是说基于犹太人他是要先见神迹再有信心，他其实这个信心的建立其实已经是在事实的基础上，我是这么以为。
嗯 Yeah, she think the verse 4said, yes, and from time to time an angel of the Lord would come down and stir up the waters. The first one into pool after each such disturbance would be cured, whatever disease he had. So he has been there, he had been there for 38 years, so he already should already witness all the cases that jumping into the water, the first、mm-hmm. one and then being healed. So、mm-hmm. thisShould be already for him a truth that the effect that so long as you jump into the water, you can get healed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, his observance, very good, Nicole.
我在想跟他其实跟他自己的内心其实，因为你看他到最后他其实出卖耶稣，我觉得他就跟他 inside 的那个好像东西，其实。
没有那么大联系。
关系不是太大，我是这么读出来的。
So this probably not a correlation with his inside faith or so, because he already witnessed so many cases, so it's kind of for him it's a fact.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily correlated with from his heart, he believe. Yeah.So that's what her. Yeah, that's why he betrayed Jesus afterwards when he got healed.
Well, he didn't betray Jesus. I don't think he betrayed Jesus. You could.
我觉得他有点，他去，人家就想害耶稣嘛，这不都在找他？他当时是不知道，他后来耶稣对他显，跟他说了，他说就是我，他知道了，他就去告诉那些人了，他说就是耶稣把我治好的，那不就把那些人就逮到去抓耶稣嘛？就是，我是这么理解的。
Yeah. So yeah, afterwards, some, yeah, Jews are.Persecuting Jesus and checking with him, and he actually brought Jews to Jesus.、
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not appropriate way to deal with your savior. Yes, definitely for sure not appropriate way.、Yeah.
Well, you could look at it in a different way too.、
Yeah.
He'd just been healed.And he didn't know who it was. The Jews asked him. So he was witnessing. He said it was Jesus that healed him.
I don't think so. 我认为他是在推卸责任，因为他是在安息日拿了褥子， 他对这个事情一直耿耿于怀，那犹太人就想用这个事情来抓他的把柄，他现在就把因为他就把这些人带到耶稣那里去，意思你看不是我要拿的褥子，是他让我拿的，他都把他自己的责任给推卸了。
So because he is in the on the Sabbath day taking the mat, and he was accused by those Jews. So as for him, it's normally he just try to dodge his responsibility. That's it's not me. It's this guy. This guy let me take the mat. Not me. Yeah.
Well, he's not. It doesn't say that, is it? He's just.
他去告诉犹太人这件事情就已经表明了他的心了，为什么要他说出来呢？不是他都做了吗？
Because he went to tell Jews that it's Jesus who did this. It's just show his heart, because this is a very obvious action that. Yeah.
Okay.Maybe we'll leave that aside for a minute, because we want to look at his healing, the actual healing itself. So he was a Jew that understood the truth.
他是一个犹太人啊，他知道这个真理是什么。
He was in the place where healing took place. God's healing.
然后他知道神的医治的能力。
And he kept there, he stayed there, he had perseverance.
他待在那，他也待了很多年，他有这个毅力啊，在那待着。
That's what we know so far.
这是我们现在知道的。
Let's not assume anything else besides this.
对，我们先假设什么，我们先往下走了看。
Now we'll see if he had real faith or not.
让我们看他是不是有真的信心。
Verse
6. 第六节。
When Jesus saw him lying there and knew, the word learned there is not the right word. Every other version of the Bible that I've read doesn't use learned.The Lord didn't have to learn after the fact. That's what it implies, that Jesus came to the pool, saw the man there, and asked somebody and learned that he'd been there. This one of his disciples said he's been there 38 years. That's not the truth.
这里第六节呢，我们看见耶稣说呢，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久。这个知道呢，不是他外在的。过去问了其他人啊，知道他是一开始他就知道的，不是学习到的。所以他这 NIV 用的是 learn， 是学习到，他不是学习到，他就是知道的。
The Lord knew him.
耶稣知道他。
I've got the page open here to Strong's Concordance, and the word knew that's in the Greek word gnosis. It means to have knowledge of.It doesn't mean a process of learning, which sounds like the New International here.
所以原文呢用的是那个知道，知道呢就是，不是学习得知的，就是一开始就知道的。
So what does the Mandarin say? What is it?
Yes, not learn, just knew.
Knew. He knew.
Knew. Yeah.
Yeah. The New International lets me down.Often, I'm afraid. I wish we could find a good English translation for the parallel. Maybe we begin to use it. We'll buy back your international and we'll give you a good, better copy.
But NIV 稍微有一点这个意义哈，所以有的时候词不是特别的完全是从原文里出来，但中文是直译的，中文是全部是跟原文一样的。
And Jesus knew all about that man.
耶稣知道这个关乎这个人呢。
Remember the woman at the well?
你还记得那个井边的那个人吗？
It says Jesus had to go through Samaria, didn't it?
他说耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚，是不是？
Because he knew that there was a woman that was going to come and meet him at that well.
因为他知道会有一个妇人要来，要在那边遇见他。
And he knew that she would be the key to the hearts of the men of that city.
因为他知道这个女人会是解开那整座城得救的那把钥匙。
Now this man paralyzed, he couldn't come to Jesus.
那这一个人呢，他因为瘸了，他不能到耶稣那里去。
He didn't know anything about Jesus.
他也不知道关乎任何耶稣的事。
Jesus knew him.
那耶稣知道他。
Doesn't that say something that no matter where we are, God, the Lord Jesus knows all about us.
所以不管我们在哪里呢，耶稣都知道我们。
Whether we're far from him or near, he knows all about us.
不管我们离得远离得近，他都知道。
And he wants to, and he comes to every one of us.
然后他带来到我们每一个人面前。
So here we find the Lord Jesus coming to the man.
然后我们看见了耶稣来到这个人面前。
And then he asks him a question. It sounds like a question that's not necessary to ask.
然后他问了他一个问题，看起来不是太需要问的问题。
You might think it's kind of to put it crudely, a stupid question.
就是你听起来好像是多余的问题。
The man was desperate. He'd been there many years. We don't know if he was there the full 38 years, but he'd been there a long time.
这个人是瘫痪的，他几乎绝望了，在那一直待着38年了。
Because he said he'd watched that water stirred a number of times, and somebody always beats him there.
他就说我是总有人比他先下去，他在那待了那么久。
So the Lord asks him what we sounds like a question that's unnecessary.
所以这个听起来像是一个没有必要的问题。
Do you want to get well?
你想痊愈吗？
Sounds like the kind of question I'd ask you. It's a stupid question.
像是我问的问题啊，就是愚蠢的问题。
But it's a question that's very important to this man's faith.
但是这个是对这个人的信心非常重要的一个问题。
What the Lord Jesus is doing there, it has two purposes. One, it makes the man express his need.
耶稣在这里做的事情两个目的啊，第一，让这个人呢表达出他的需要。
An idea or a thought that's not expressed is somehow it doesn't have a reality.
所以一个想法一个念头呢，如果它不表达出来呢，它其实没有变成事实。
It's not possible to have a naked thought. It's not possible to have a naked thought. Does that ring any bell?
只有一个光的想法其实没有什么可能，没有什么意义的。
Every thought has to be clothed with words.
然后呢，所有的念头呢，它必须要用话语来把它穿起衣服来像。
That's why we have a thought, we're trying to express it, but if we can't express it, that thought is momentary. It's like air, it's like smoke.
我们有一个念头呢，我们必须能把它表达出来，不能表达出来的，它就像一个空气一样，它就很快消失了。
So, what the Lord Jesus is now asking this man is what his real desires are.
所以耶稣在这里问他呢，就是要他说出他里面真实的需要来。
And what the reality of his condition is.
他的境况的真实情形是什么样的。
You know, some people deny they have any problems.
有些人会否定他有任何的问题，任何的麻烦。
I mean, it sounded like the man could actually make his way down to the pool.
因为听起来好像看起来这个人可以自己下到水里去。
One possible answer to the Lord's question was, I'm fine, I just have to be a little faster.
一个可能的回答对耶稣的这个问题是说呢，哎，我还可以，我就是想要更快一点下去。
When we come to the Lord for salvation, we don't say to the Lord, I can do this part, but you help me do this part.
然后我们来到神的面前得救恩的时候，我们不能这么说，我能做这个部分，你能帮我做那个部分吗？
When we come to God, we have to recognize that we can do nothing.
我们来到神面前，我们必须得承认呢，我们什么也做不了。
And so, the Lord, in, what his purpose is to re, is get this man to express his need.
所以耶稣让这个人来到一个程度呢，就是来表达他的需要。
But also, it helps him to sharpen the idea then of what he needs from someone else.
然后呢，也强化这个人的需要呢，就是他需要别人的帮助。
So, so he expresses his helplessness in verse 7 it is.
所以他在第七节呢表达了他的无助。
Now, I don't know whether he'd ever expressed that, told anybody else that, but this is what the Lord Jesus wants to do, is to draw him out to express his need.
对，这我不知道他有没有跟其他人讲他的这个状况，但是这个他跟耶稣把他的无助的情况讲出来。
So here he expresses it. I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred.
第七节说呢，水动的时候没有人把我放在池子里。
He had no one.
没有人。
No friends. No family.
没有朋友，没有亲人。
He was abandoned.
他被抛弃了，对不对？
He's all alone.
他是一个人在那里。
No compassionate stranger come by.
没有一个有同情心的陌生人来路过吗？
Why?
为什么呢？
Maybe it has something to do with what we learn about him at the end of the interview.
也许会在我们结束这一段的时候呢，能够明白一些。
The Lord says in verse 14, stop sinning.
因为14节耶稣见到他说不要再犯罪了。
It was this man, even though he believed in God, there was some sin in his life that he could not overcome that made him abhorrent to other people. We don't know what kind of sin this was that people would draw back from him and abandon him.
也许是这样，就是因为他即使认识神呢，他有一些罪呢，导致他是和人群分离的，所以人们就和他远离了。
It may have been some open sin that made people abandon him.
也许是一些谁都知道比较公开的罪，使人们远离他。
Everybody has a family.
每一个人都有一个家庭，对不对？
Everybody went to school. You have some friends somewhere.
每个人都会去学校，你都会有一些朋友。
This man had no one.
这个人没有。
And there he expresses the depths to which this of hopelessness that he was in.
这个时候呢，他就表达了这个他的无助啊，到一个深度了。第七节。
The second, so that's the first reason that the Lord Jesus asked this question. Do you want to be healed?
这是第一个原因啊，耶稣问这个问题，你需要痊愈吗？
He expressed his absolute hopelessness.
他表达了他完全的无助。
Now, if any hope is supposed to come, it's got to come from outside.
如果任何希望要来呢，那只能从外部来了。
And so the Lord Jesus, the second reason that he asked that question, do you want to be healed?
那第二个原因呢，他要问他，你为什么你要痊愈吗？
The second reason is,for him to focus his attention on the Lord Jesus.
是为了他让他关注他的目标在耶稣身上。
Now his hope, his only hope, has arisen in this compassionate stranger that has suddenly appeared beside him.
现在他的希望，他全部的希望，只能是在这个有同情心的突然出现的陌生人身上。
And so when he witnesses to the Jews, he says, the man that made me better. So he knows that now, well, I better let you,
yeah.
It was a man that healed him.
所以当他见到那些犹太人的时候，说是那个人让我得痊愈的。
In verse 11 it says, the man who made me well, verse 11. Right?
十一节说是那个人使我痊愈。
Now, what was his faith initially?
他的信心最初来自哪呢？
It was in an angel that came down at different seasons and stirred the water.
这是一个天使下来搅动那个水池子。
If he had somehow managed to get down first and been healed, afterwards, what would he think?
如果他有一个方法，他就真的第一个下去了，你觉得最后他会怎么样？
He would think that an angel from God healed him.
他会觉得一个从神来的天使医治了我。
But the purpose of the signs, isn't it? The purpose is to reveal Jesus in the world.
然后这个神迹的目的呢，是要显明耶稣基督。
So this man has some faith in God.
这个人有一些对神的信心。
And so he's there. When he's healed, the healing would come, he would know, didn't come from an angel, it didn't come from some invisible power in the sky. It came from this man.
所以他这个医治呢，不是从一天使，也不是从其他看不见的能力，从这个有形的人来的。
So that's why the Lord Jesus not only asked the question so the man might understand his need, but he'd also understand where his help would have come from.
所以这个人呢，他不但要知道他的需要是什么，也要明白他的帮助从何而来。
So there we, the first reasons, to have the man recognize where the healing came from. Now, so we've seen now a little bit how this man had knowledge. He had some faith in God in some way. Now he's focused on this stranger. And his hope now is transferred to him. All his hope is in this man.
所以这个人呢，他有一点点知识，他也有一点点信心。现在他的注意力呢，开始转向这个陌生人了。所以他的希望都在这个陌生人身上。
Will this man help him down to the pool?
会不会这个人他帮我带到那个水池子边上去？
He didn't do that, did he?
但是这个人没有这么做，对不对？
Now, before we look at his actual healing, what Jesus did do, let's look at what he did not do.
我们在看他做了的之前，看耶稣做了的事情之前，我们看耶稣没有做的事情。
He didn't take him by the hand, did he?
他没有拉住他的手，对吧？
And lift him up.
把他拉起来，对不对？
He didn't even touch him.
他也没有摸他。
He didn't even give the word a direct word, say, be healed.
他也没有用直接的话说，得医治吧。
What did he do?
他说什么呢？他做什么呢？
Read very carefully. Verse 8.
第八节，我们仔细读第八节。
The original Greek is one word. It's not get up. It's rise.
原来的希伯来文呢，那希腊文是起来，就是一个词啊，就是起来。
And it's in the Greek is the present imperative. It's in other words, it would mean not only rise as a command, but rise now is what it means.
对，它原意就是起来现在的意思。它不是一个纯粹的命令，它是有时态的，就是现在。
Was the man healed?
这个人得医治了吗？
When was the man healed?
这个人什么时候得医治的？
Immediately.
立刻得医治。
But the Lord just said, didn't say, be healed. What would the man have to do?
Believe.
He'd have to rise, wouldn't he?
对, but 他必须要起来,
he could have said to Jesus, I can't rise, I'm paralyzed.
他也完全可以说呢, 我是瘫的, 我起不来。
In order for that man to be healed, he had to obey an impossible command.
他得医治必须要顺服一个看起来不可能的命令。
Impossible for any other man than Jesus.
除了耶稣对其他人都不可能的这样的一个命令。
Right? If you or I had gone to the man and said, rise, the man couldn't.
如果我们来到他面前说起来，这个人起不来的。
But Jesus' word, the word has power.
但耶稣的话呢，这个话有能力。
It's through his power that he created all things.
从着他的能力呢，他创造了万有。
Now, just because the man was paralyzed doesn't mean to say he didn't have a will.
那这个人的瘫了，不表明他自己没有意愿。
He had a will because he tried to get down to the pool.
他有意愿呢，因为他还是努力想挪到那个池子边上去。
He says, "I'm going to go. I'm going to go."
我要去，我要去。 他说。
Now, when all this man did, the moment that he believed the word to rise, and in his will, in his heart, he said, "I'm going to rise." There was power in the word, the command.
所以在他的话里呢。 在他的这个命令里，神的命令里，其实是有能力的。
So immediately he was healed when he obeyed.
所以是很迅速的，他就立刻痊愈了。Now notice
verse 9.
我们看第九节。
At once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and walked.
那人立刻痊愈呢，就拿起褥子来走了。
Now look at the difference. There's something missing in chapter 9 that is mentioned in verse 8. It doesn't say in verse 9 that he was cured and he got up and picked up his mat and walked. That's missing, isn't it?
第九节并不是说他痊愈了起来就拿起褥子来走了。
He was cured when he acted on the word of power.
所以他得医治呢是按照神的能力去行的时候就得医治了。
He believed, he trusted the word of this stranger.
他相信了这个陌生人的话。
Now this illustrates for us a greater miracle than this lame man at the pool of Bethesda.
这个就讲了这个可怜的人在毕士大池边可怜的人的。What's
the greatest miracle of all that takes place today?
最大的神迹今天发生的是什么呢?
It's when someone trusts the Lord Jesus and they are born again from above. They're born again by God's Spirit.
就是一些人呢，他信靠耶稣，那他就重生了。
This isn't the only instance in the scripture where we read about the Lord Jesus healing someone, and they have to act to be healed. Look at Luke chapter 6.
就是我们只是一次，唯一的一次看见他必须有反应啊，有他的行动来得医治的。
Luke chapter 6, verse 6. It was on another Sabbath day.
又是一个安息日。
On verse 6. He went into the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was shriveled. Okay? Like this.
他的右手枯干了，六章六节那里哈。
Yeah, shriveled, you get the idea.
Yeah.
And there the Pharisees and teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he'd heal on the Sabbath.
所以又是一个安息日呢，所以七节讲到那些人在盯着他，看他治不治病。
But Jesus knew what they were thinking, and he said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Get up and stand in front of everyone."
耶稣知道他们的意念，就说起来站在当中。
And then he asked the question. I ask you, which is it lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, or to save life or to destroy it?
耶稣就对他们说呢，我问你们，可以在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？
No. So here, we see, he looked around at them all, and then said to the man, stretch out your hand.
那第十节他就看周围看着他们众人对那人说伸出手来。
The man could have said, I can't, it's shriveled, it's paralyzed.
那人完全可以说呢我做不到啊我这手坏了。
But here you plainly see that the man, his will is involved.
那你可以看见呢这个人的意愿也进来了。
God, he didn't heal him and then he stretched out his hand.
他并不是说呢他医治他完了他再伸手。
The man believed in the Lord and acted on the word of power and was healed instantly.
所以这个人先相信神的话，然后呢，按照神的话去行，神的能力就让他得医治了。
And so we don't have time to go much beyond that, but you can see it's a very similar case here.
我们没有更多时间讲那个例子，我们可以看到这个例子也是一样的。
The Lord said, "Rise."
神说起来。
And the man tried to rise according to the command.
那么这个人就按照神的命令呢努力想起来。
God isn't going to save us against our wills.
神不会用我们的违背我们的意愿的方式来救我们。
The scripture is very plain that we believe and we're saved.
圣经讲得很清楚我们信就得救了。
Earlier on, we find that those that are born of God, it's not of the will of the flesh, it's by God's power itself.
所以我们都知道，不是因为我们肉体得救，我们是因着神的能力来得救。
There's after this healing, there's a long conversation that Jesus has with these Pharisees and teachers of the law.
然后呢，在这个得医治以后呢，有一个很长的对话。在他和这个犹太人之间。
And he gives some teaching to them that the healing of this lame man illustrates a point that Jesus makes to them.
所以他要借着这个来说一个教导啊借着这个医治这个瘫子来说一个重要的教导。
The man was healed when he obeyed the word of power.
那这个人得医治当他顺服神的能力的时候得医治了。
The man had a little faith in God.
这个人有一点点对神的
信心。Now look at verse 24. In the same chapter, chapter 5, verse 24.
那我们五章的二十四节来看一下。
Here we'll see the illustration of the lame man healed is brought out in this verse.
这里呢会就是医治这个瘫子的教导就在这儿。
I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life.
我实在在告诉你们呢，听我话又信差我来者的就有永生了。
Now that lame man He believed in God. He had some faith in God.
那个瘫子呢，他相信神，他有一点点里面的信心。
And he heard the word of Christ.
他又听见了神基督的话。
What happened?
发生什么了呢？
When he received that word and acted on it, he was healed immediately.
所以当他听见这个话也按照这个话去行了他就得医治了。
I mentioned before, there's a greater miracle is when someone trusts Christ and they are born from above, they become God's children.
然后我们都知道呢这个当一个人他从里面得救的时候这个重生了这个神迹是更大的。
And how does it happen?
那这个是怎么发生的呢
?You believe in a God now.
你相信了神。
You hear the word of Christ.
你听见了基督的话。
Rise. Because we,
他说起来。
Mankind, all of humans, they're in a worse condition than this man at the pool. They're they are in a worse spiritual condition than the man at the pool.
啊，就是人类都会比他在这个池子边上这个人啊，有一个在属灵里更糟糕的情况。
The man at the pool was had some life in him.
啊，这个池子边上这个人呢，里面有一点生
命。Not much. He was getting pretty old by 38 years, right?
他已经很老了，没有太多。
But we are the mass of mankind are dead, it says, in trespasses and sins.
那我们人类的大部分，我们都是在罪恶过犯中要死去的。
That man could try to get to the pool.
啊，那个人还是努力要到那个池边上去。
But we can't. We're dead. We don't even know where the pool is.
我们也不能，我们也不知道池子在哪里。
Separated from God. That's what mankind is like. We're absolutely separated from God altogether.
对，我们是完全跟神分离的。
We're under condemnation and approaching judgment.
那我们是在完完全全被定罪和在被审判的这个过程当中
and facing a lost eternity
面对一个要失去的这个永恒啊
But what we have here now
永恒里的失丧
We have the word of the gospel, is it not?
那我们有什么呢？我们有神福音的话，对不对？
Come unto me, Jesus said
耶稣说呢，到我这里来
All you who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest
所以一切劳苦担重担的我都要给你们安息
Him that comes to me, I won't push out.
那些
push away
来到我这里来的，我都不拒绝他。
So his invitation, isn't it? The gospel.
这就是福音呐，这就是他的邀请。
He says, "Rise, take the word of God, the word of power. Believe."
那就是起来，相信神话语的能力。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved immediately.
相信耶稣基督的话，你就会立刻得救。
That man believed in this man.
这个人呢，摊子呢，他相信了这个陌生人。
All he knew is a man sent from God. That's all he knew.
他知道的唯一的事就是，这是一个从神差来的人。
We have so much more light today.
那今天我们今天有更多的亮光。
And he wants us to receive his son.The Lord Jesus.
神希望我们去接受他的圣子耶稣基督。
And in receiving Him, we get immediately, we get eternal life from Him.
当我们接受他的时候，我们里面就有了那永恒的生命。
And we can take up our mat, we can walk in newness of life.
那我们就可以拿起我们的垫子、褥子，就可以走了。
In the power of His commands.
在他的命令的能力里面。
Now, I see our time is gone. We haven't answered your question about this man, whether his witness was good or not. But we'll look at that next week. How's that?
那我们下一周再回答你给我的问题吧。
对，我想多说两句啊，因为你看他这个人去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣，因为最早的原文这个是没有分段的，就是从子得生命这个扫标题原来最早是没有的，这是后来那个主教加上去的。那你看他紧接着的一个就是 so because Jesus， 就是所以犹太人就开始逼迫耶稣，他这个前后的联系是很紧密的。因为当时我第一次我读到从十四节开始。我其实觉得这段话有点多余。一般情况下，就说到十三节，或者就说哦，那个池子周围的人都看了这个神迹，就都信了，或者是说啊，这个人也就信主得救了。哎，他怎么突然又要说又后来在殿里又遇到他？然后而且耶稣是说这句话好有意味深长，我觉得他说你已经痊愈了，就不要再犯罪了，恐怕你遭遇更加厉害。可是其实这个他做的事儿，其实告诉我们，他其实又那什么了。所以我想请你问长老，就是在那个约翰福音里面写的七个神迹，他是不是他这些神迹的目的，他都是围绕着是要就是要他做出行神迹让周围的人看见都相信呢？还有没有其他的目的，比如说要彰显人心的那种彰显人心的罪呢？就是你看他都耶稣医治了他不感恩，他反而去告诉犹太人，导致了后面的这一切。我是这么理解的，包含。
So her question is from verse 14 to 16, actually it's a a very clear-cut relationship, causality relationship, that starting from verse 16, so means this is because of this man told Jews that it's Jesus who healed him. So there's totally no appreciation, no thanksgiving, but just lead Jews to court Jesus, so it's not acceptable. But and also in verse 14, he's saying 14 and 15 is kind of redundant. So theoretically, if a miracle happens, people should follow by, okay, everybody think, oh, this is a good miracle. Everybody thinks this is Jesus, this is Messiah. But this one here added 14 and 15, especially the second part of 14. Jesus gave him additional command that no sin, and otherwise you will have more consequence. So it's kind of unusual circumstances. And yes, yeah, maybe we deal with next.
I don't agree with your interpretation.
But maybe next time. We need to finish.
Because the very fact that he was in the temple, what does that tell me?
Yeah.
After he was healed, tells me the man, that's a confirmation of his faith. Why would he be in the temple? If not to give thanks.
Yes, give thanks to God.
You know, so we will talk about this. Would you just send, could you send us a
okay, yeah, 我们做个祷告啊，我们来一起, 大家安静, 安静。 我们安静啊。 天上的父，谢谢您，也求您带着我们，真的明白您的心意，但是我们现在明白的是，我们若不来到您的面前，接受基督耶稣，我们就与这旧恩无分，父啊，也求您，让我们在这最重要的真理上，愿意按照这真理行，也求您开我们的心，开我们的眼，让我们真的明白，我们里面那最大的需要，不是我们 眼前所见的，也不是我们心里所想的，乃是我们在灵里真正需要的，就是那永恒的救恩。父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们今天余下的时间，也祝福我们的亲人，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。